This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This podcast discusses cases in which a crime may have occurred. All parties referred to in this podcast are presumed innocent until proven guilty by law. Opinions expressed on Dirty Money Moves don't necessarily reflect those of the podcast host, Murderish, or Cloud 10 Media. Hey everyone, this is the second episode of our mini-series on the controversial church leader turned cult leader, Gwen Shamblin Lara. If you haven't listened to the first episode, please stop here and listen to that episode before going forward with this one. In episode one of this mini-series, we introduced you to Gwen Shamblin, a woman whose hair turned out to be a lot higher than her morals. As the head of her own church, the shady religious leader preached unrealistic diet methods to her cult following. Gwen essentially instructed members of her megachurch to pray their hunger away. And dieting was not the only topic she preached. Gwen had a lot to say about women staying in their marriages, no matter what. So when Gwen's 40-year marriage came to an end and she quickly remarried, some church members were not happy. Besides the blatant hypocrisy, church members also struggled to figure out what the new couple's true motives were for getting married. From Murderish and Cloud 10 Media, this is Dirty Money Moves, Women in White Collar Crime, a podcast that dives into one story told over several weekly episodes. In this mini-series, we're highlighting dietitian-turned-cult leader Gwen Shamblin Lara, the woman who started the Way Down Diet and then created a hypnotic following at her self-made church, Remnant Fellowship. Remnant Fellowship had faced accusations of being a cult that promoted child abuse and praying one's way to being thin. Believe it or not, there is so much more to this bizarre story. This is episode two, Slim for Him.
Understand, when you give up your will, I was spending time with the food. Now I'm going to spend more time in prayer. So everybody's saying the same thing, basically. And they're going into prayer. And now their thought process is, God, what do you want? How much do you want at this meal? Help me in the middle of the meal. So this prayer, which is, you think it's not going to be heard. And I want to tell everyone out there, everyone listening, I don't care who you are or what you think, the prayer is real. It's real. And that is a relationship. Someone who will talk to you, who talks to you, who cares.
Before Gwen Shamblin Lara became the almighty and adored church leader, dietitian, and healer behind the Way Down Workshop, she was just your average church-going wife, married to her average church-going husband, also known as David Shamblin. David Shamblin is a relatively unknown figure, other than the fact that he was the first husband of Gwen Shamblin. David is a very private person and has mostly kept all of the details about himself and his time with Gwen confidential, everything from her rise to her eventual fall. If David was to open up about his marriage to Gwen, I'm sure he'd have a lot to say. Given that they were married for almost four decades, from 1978 to 2018. We do know that David and Gwen have two children together, Michael Shamblin and Elizabeth Hanna, who went on to give their parents seven grandkids. Though David was heavily involved in his wife's Way Down workshops, even brainstorming ideas for the program, he mostly stayed out of the spotlight once Gwen founded her church, Remnant Fellowship. The HBO Max docuseries, The Way Down, alludes to David's discomfort with the direction his wife was taking things at her church. David has a master's degree in divinity, so it's likely he felt overwhelmed with guilt as Gwen capitalized on their religion. Gwen occasionally mentioned David around the church, but he never attended services, festivals, or other events. Some people even believe that David was purposefully kept out of Gwen's spotlight because he didn't believe in his wife's philosophy that dieting, praying the weight away, and aspiring to thinness was a way to be closer to God. Regardless of what churchgoers were saying, the couple remained married for 40 years. That is, until Gwen Shamblin met Joe Lara. In 2018, Gwen ended her marriage to David and married Joe Lara later that year, a decision that was in stark contrast to all of her preaching at church, and the hypocrisy did not go unnoticed by church members. They were livid. Many women within Remnant Fellowship Church had been told they were not able to leave their husbands, even after they'd presented numerous examples of infidelity.
I was appalled. She had spent the last 20 years and was very adamant that women who had husbands that were not part of Remnant Fellowship or women who were divorced, they were told to stay in abusive relationships. And then all of a sudden, after 40 years of marriage, Gwen decides that she's going to leave her husband. And all of these women that had been on in this abusive relationships, it's like, Gwen can do it, why can't I?
But when it came to Gwen Shamblin and her ability to remarry, she could do whatever she wanted because in her mind, she was God.
Joe Lara, in every language, I say yes.
The marriage between Joe and Gwen was interesting to say the least. When they first met, Joe was an out-of-work actor whose only notable role was playing Tarzan in the 1989 TV movie Tarzan in Manhattan and its follow-up series in the 90s. Joe had been working as a handyman, which is how he became involved in the Remnant Fellowship Church. Many former church members infer that Joe liked playing the part of the devout husband just so he could have access to Gwen's money, fame, and power. Gwen even had the church build its own recording studio, which was perfect for Joe to follow his dreams of becoming a country music star. The leaves are falling and back-to-life feels are kicking in. Think fresh starts, new routines, and jam-packed to-do lists. Thankfully, Daily Harvest keeps me going with easy-to-prep food built on organic ingredients that I can actually feel good about. Daily Harvest works directly with farmers and uses all organic fruits and vegetables that are free from artificial preservatives and ingredients, so I know that I am getting clean, nutritious meals. Some of my favorites from Daily Harvest are their soups, flatbreads, harvest bowls, and smoothies, but that's not all they have to offer. Daily Harvest even has snacks and desserts that stay fresh in your freezer until you're ready to enjoy them. On nights when I'm just too busy to cook, my go-to easy-to-prep meal is Daily Harvest Brussels sprouts and tahini harvest bowl. It has some of my favorite nourishing ingredients, squash, Brussels sprouts, and lentils, so I never feel like I'm missing out on tasty, nutritional food, even when I'm really busy. And the best part is, Daily Harvest is committed to human and planetary health, which means they ensure transparency and integrity when it comes to their ingredients and the farmers who grow them. It really is a win-win. You deserve one less thing to worry about. Let Daily Harvest take care of the fruits and veggies for you. Go to dailyharvest.com/dirtymoney to get up to $40 off your first box. That's dailyharvest.com/dirtymoney for up to $40 off your first box. dailyharvest.com/dirtymoney. Have you ever said you were going to send someone a card or gift during the holidays and then completely forgot to do it? I've done that more times than I'd like to admit. But this year, I'm going to try to get ahead of the game and beat the holiday lines at the post office. And because of Stamps.com, I'm able to do that. I access Stamps.com right from my home computer, and I no longer have to dread the line at the post office. Stamps.com is where I go for all my shipping and mailing needs while still protecting my business margins. I ship merch to murderish patrons, and Stamps.com works seamlessly for that. Stamps.com offers huge discounts on USPS and UPS shipping with as much as 86% off. With rates constantly changing throughout the holiday season, Stamps.com has a switch and save feature that allows me to easily compare different carriers and rates so I can choose the best deal every time. I love being able to print postage from home and not having to worry about the craziness of holiday shipping. Get ahead of the holiday chaos this year. Get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code DIRTYMONEY for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code DIRTYMONEY. I found a really cool new service called FrameBridge. The service makes it easier and more affordable than ever to frame your favorite things without ever leaving the house. Add a gallery wall to your home office or send an easy, foolproof wedding gift. From art prints and posters to the photos sitting on your phone, you can FrameBridge just about anything. Just go to FrameBridge.com and upload your photo, or they'll send you packaging to safely mail your physical pieces. Preview your item online in dozens of frame styles and gallery wall layouts. Then choose your favorite or get free recommendations from their talented designers. The experts at FrameBridge will custom frame your item and deliver your finished piece directly to your door, ready to hang. Instead of the hundreds you'd pay at a framing store, their prices start at just $39 and all shipping is free. Plus, my listeners will get 15% off their first order at FrameBridge.com when they use my code DIRTYMONEY. Order online at FrameBridge.com or stop by a FrameBridge store to work with a designer in person if you're in the New York, DC, Atlanta, Philly, Boston, or Chicago area. I just received some of my favorite family photos in the Ventura frame style, and I love how they made my family room look. The quality of the photos turned out great, and FrameBridge included everything I needed to hang the frame up with ease. They made everything fast and simple for me. I can't wait to get more framed for my recording studio. And did I mention free shipping? Get started today, frame your photos, or send someone the perfect gift. Go to FrameBridge.com and use promo code DIRTYMONEY to save an additional 15% off your first order. Just go to FrameBridge.com, promo code DIRTYMONEY. FrameBridge.com, promo code DIRTYMONEY. Former church members suspected that Gwen also had selfish motives for marrying Joe. They believed that she was using the marriage in her game of chess to finally have a publicly supportive partner by her side, in sickness, in health, and in hunger.
I am honored to stand before God, before you, and before this unbelievable family of saints to become your husband.
Gwen had preached about the importance of marriage and staying together, along with some of the other preachers at Remnant Fellowship. During one of their weekly You Can Overcome sessions, a Remnant Fellowship preacher shared how to start your marriage off strong, while also slipping in some statistics that would throw up major red flags for most people. Not because of the statistics themselves, but how he used them as a threat in regard to marriage.
What happened to us when we were introduced to this incredible teacher and this ministry and now this church, we heard those words. She taught us how to stop sinning, how to lay down the addictions, not just weight loss. The list goes on and on and on. And a just did a quick look at some statistics about specifically American men, since that's where we are. Men are getting divorced more quickly than ever before, increases in cancer, drug abuse, et cetera, financial trouble, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Gwen was intent on playing the role of a perfect wife at church and making damn sure she was profiting from it too. She and Joe even started their own YouTube series called Life with Gwen and Joe. In a particular video from their series, the cringy couple give viewers a peek behind the curtains of how the magic is made at Remnant Fellowship. The description of one of their videos reads, "God is pouring out His Spirit through a community of selfless saints who volunteer their time and talents to give each couple a truly beautiful experience. God orchestrates these incredible celebrations of His institution of marriage and His ability to bring couples together to love Him and one another in unity. God's glory is so abundant through all the beautiful sights and sounds and tastes and smells that fill the senses of all who attend. God is the consummate party planner, so come along with Joe and Gwen to see how it all comes together for His praise and for the praise of His growing kingdom on earth." Have your eyes rolled into the back of your head yet? Anyway, the YouTube video shows Gwen and Joe walking around the setup of a young couple's wedding, where they stop and interview a few of the volunteers putting up decorations. Gwen, of course, immediately stops by the cake table to chat with the decorator about her weight loss, because the dysfunctional diet guru never missed an opportunity to plug her weight loss program.
A testimony, right?
As far as I do. 19 years ago, I was 90 pounds overweight. My marriage was on the total end, and no hope in sight. And God led me to weigh down. I've lost over 90 pounds, and my marriage is now on 23 years.
Wow.
I have two children, one married here. So I praise God for that, because it's only because of what I heard here that I can even make cake.
Somehow, even on someone else's special day, Gwen managed to make it all about herself. Other videos on their shared YouTube channel feature Gwen and Joe's blessings for obedience, what does it mean to be humble, the husband is the protector, and so much more cringeworthy content. Many people question Joe's motive in the marriage. Was he on board with the role of trophy husband? Was this the key to his next big acting gig? Or was he genuinely in love with Gwen? As it turned out, Joe's ex-wife had a lot to say on the matter. Dirty Money Moves is a collaboration between Murderish and Cloud 10 Media. Executive producers are myself, Jamie Rice, and Sim Sarna. Research, writing, and producing is done by Devin Ruskin. Emily Crane does the audio mixing and editing. Josh Cook composed the music, and Brian Stefanik created the podcast cover art. Follow us at Dirty Money Moves on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And if you like the show, please rate us, review us, and leave us a few stars at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now. If you're into true crime content, check out my other podcast, Murderish. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next week for a brand new episode of this Dirty Money Moves miniseries on Gwen Shamblin.